Our Scott Pohl has been meeting historian Jack Dempsey at historic sites around Detroit here this summer, and he's back with another installment today. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Mark. This time around, Jack and I stopped by Fort Wayne in Detroit. Going back to the Civil War, this was an important military installation for about 100 years. It's fallen on hard times, and as Jack Dempsey explains, the future of this place is connected to the proposal to build a new international bridge between Detroit and Windsor, Ontario.
It was constructed beginning in the 1830s as part of the Third Coastal Defense System, which was an attempt to protect our sea coasts and lake shores from foreign attack. Here on the Detroit River, it would be most likely from the Canadians, which today seems rather silly, but in the 1830s, we had just fought the War of 1812, which involved British troops and Canada, and we also had something called the Patriot War, where Americans were going over to Canada to try to make it part of the U.S. So this fort was constructed because it was seen as a necessary part of our national defense.
And it was part of the national defense in one fashion or another through the Vietnam era.
Absolutely right. It was a place for troops to muster, organize, and train during the Civil War. It was also a mustering point for our soldiers in World War I and for World War II, and then up to and including serving as an induction center for the Vietnam conflict.
Historic Fort Wayne was named for General Anthony Wayne, as was Wayne County. And people also referred to him as Mad Anthony. What can you tell me about General Anthony Wayne?
He was one of those military leaders who took no prisoners, I guess you'd say. He was not shy and reticent, a vigorous leader, helped take this part of the Northwest Territory and make it part of the U.S. of A. So his leadership, military leadership, in the Ohio, Indiana, and Michigan part of the Northwest Territory was critical to making sure that this land, these acres, were part of the U.S.
In all its many years protecting Detroit from Canada and in the years since then, there was never a shot fired in anger here.
That's correct. It was not, as it turned out, the scene of any really significant military conflict. But when you look at the fact that it was a place for soldiers to rendezvous, get trained, and then sent off to war, obviously its military significance is still very striking. Also, it is part of the Detroit River history connection to the Underground Railroad, because right across the river from where we are, Canada, slaves escaping from bondage down in the south, as soon as they crossed the river, they were free, and the Canadian government did not, with rare exceptions, send them back. They did not extradite them. So the emergency manager recently in a talk up on Mackinac Island referred to the fact that this river is part of the Underground Railroad from Fort Wayne all the way up the river. So it is part of that conflict as well, both an immediate impact on humanity trying to secure freedom.
One of its other uses during World War II was housing prisoners from Italy.
We had actually several prison camps in Michigan that housed German, Italian prisoners, and it's an interesting function that you could take this military installation and house the enemy, so to speak. And now, obviously, after the war, we're much more allied with Germany than during the 20th century. And so it's another example of how history has all of these ebbs and flows and changes and really fascination.
We're talking with Jack Dempsey of the Michigan Historical Commission about historic Fort Wayne in the city of Detroit. And I want to ask you about the current condition of historic Fort Wayne. It's open to the public on weekends. What will people see if they visit historic Fort Wayne, and what kind of condition is the fort in?
Thanks to some volunteers who have been laboring mightily for the last 10-15 years, it is in a condition to be visited, but it's not nearly in the condition that it should be. The walls of the historic fort itself, the Star Fort, have been crumbling. A lot of the buildings that housed the officers and served other functions are in bad shape. Recently, one of the structures had to be torn down because it was just in such an unsafe condition. And when you compare this historic site to one in Canada, Fort Henry in Kingston, Ontario, same thing. No hostile shot ever fired there. Part of their defense system against us, but the Canadian government, the provincial government of Ontario, have taken that site, given it TLC, and it's a fantastic visitor attraction, part of their heritage. It would be great if down the road here, and hopefully not too long, that we could compare our historic Fort Wayne to their historic Fort Henry and have that both on the same kind of visitor experience. That would be great.
Geographically, historic Fort Wayne will one day, if the new international bridge crossing is built, it will sort of be surrounded almost by the entrance and exit ramps and the new plaza that they're talking about building for a new international bridge crossing. If it should come to that, what might that mean to the future of historic Fort Wayne?
Excellent question, Scott. I think it would be difficult for us as Michiganders to leave this site in the condition it is, because we'd have people coming from Canada, we'd have people coming from other states through this site, and if it's an eyesore, if it's an embarrassment to us, I don't think we could countenance that. So I hope with the investment that would come from this bridge crossing and the plaza, that somehow as a society we'd figure out a way to put resources into this site. It's not a question of whether we have resources. We clearly do. It's more a question of priorities.
One last thing. In spending a few minutes looking at the Historic Fort Wayne website, there's a schedule of events there that people can take in, and it's made up primarily, I noticed, with games of vintage baseball where men play with no glove, and it recreates what baseball was like as the 1800s became the 1900s. So if nothing else, there's something fun that baseball fans might enjoy if they consider a visit to historic Fort Wayne.
Very true. There's also some other sporting events. I believe there are soccer events here that folks from the community participate in. And there is the occasional Civil War reenactment that goes on here. Sometimes there's an actual Civil War Days event that the volunteers put on. And people of goodwill just come here and try to talk about our history, our heritage, and attract others here. And some of those funds do support maintenance. So all of that is obviously trying to keep the site functioning and available for people to come see.
Jack Dempsey of the Michigan Historical Commission, thanks for this lesson on historic Fort Wayne in the city of Detroit.
My pleasure, Scott. Thank you.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.